The Farm by Tom Rob Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Until that phone call, it had been an ordinary day. Laden with groceries, I was walking home through Bermondsey, a neighbourhood of London just south of the river. It was a stifling August evening, and when the phone rang I considered ignoring it, keen to hurry home and shower. Curiosity got the better of me, so I slowed, sliding the phone out of my pocket, pressing it against my ear, sweat pooling on the screen. It was my dad. He'd recently moved to Sweden, and the call was unusual. He rarely used his mobile, and it would have been expensive to call London. My dad was crying. I came to an abrupt stop, dropping the grocery bag. I'd never heard him cry before. My parents had always been careful not to argue or lose their temper in front of me. In our household, there were no furious rows or tearful fights. I said, "Dad?"
"Your mother. She's not well.
Mum's sick."
"It's so sad."
"Sad because she's sick? Sick how? How's Mum sick?" Dad was still crying. All I could do was dumbly wait until he said,
"She's been imagining things. Terrible, terrible things."
A reference to her imagination, rather than some physical ailment, was so strange and surprising that I crouched down, steadying myself with one hand on the warm, cracked concrete pavement, observing a patch of red sauce leaking through the bottom of the dropped grocery bag. Eventually I asked,